Hello, everyone. This is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Mostly.
Wow.
No. And we're done.
And yeah,
goodbye, guys.
Yep, this is the
end. Have a good night.
Like,
we're done.
We're serious this time. Last episode. I'm gonna go
jump off a bridge.
I don't know. I might go smoke a bunch of dope after this. Get addicted.
Be careful there, buddy.
Get addicted and then eat a bunch of chemicals, and then
drink a bunch of chemicals.
Yeah.
Fuck this movie.
So we watched Blood Freak from 1972.
I'll start this by posing a question. I've been warning you about this movie.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yes, you have.
Now, did my warnings at all prepare you for what you just saw?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
No. Like, I had heard about this movie, and I knew it was something about a giant turkey.
You wish.
I wish it was about a giant turkey.
I wish it was about anything.
I do too. I wish it was about something other than what it's actually trying to get at, which is ridiculous, and I think it's...
Which is stupid.
It's such a stupid way to fucking get their point across. It is so... it makes me angry. Like, it's such a dumb way to try and, like, get their point across of what they're actually going for.
All I have to say is, Florida.
Yeah.
Florida man made a movie. This is it.
Alright, I guess we gotta get into it, because I'll be honest, I usually take notes. I didn't take any notes.
Oh, you didn't do shit, Will.
Because I was just, my brain was just...
You spent the whole time thinking about how you're gonna end your life after you saw this?
A little bit, maybe. Mm. Like, I wish that the, like, you know, the Yellowstone volcano would just erupt.
Mid-movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the range, so we get fucked, but at least we'd, I would still have my soul intact.
Yeah, we wouldn't have wasted an hour and
my brain cells
30 minutes.
Would still be alive. So the movie, the director makes very prominent appearances.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
He's sitting at a desk next in like his fucking living room or some shit. Smoking a cigarette, and he provides commentary for what we are about to see and what we have seen.
And what we are seeing.
And, like, what we're supposed to... The message we're supposed to get from this. And that's how the movie starts out.
So it starts out with the title credits, of course. And yeah. It was just a bunch of blood bubbling. Like, it's bubbling over.
Yeah.
And then we get this fuckface. And it comes on the screen. Starts talking all this existential bullshit.
About, like, destiny.
Like,
and like how the choices we make,
and the like, does he talk about the power of God and stuff like that? Like,
not yet.
Like faith and stuff.
Not yet. They drop that on you.
Oh, that's
soon.
Right.
Soon.
He's just talking all this like stupid like
I were confused.
Remember. Yeah.
And then I told you like halfway through his monologue that's the director and
one of the directors.
Yes, and then you were even more confused. Which is how this movie operates.
Yep. So he talks us all this existential bullshit. You know, he keeps looking down like he's reading the script, and then he'll look up.
Excuse me.
Like, mid-word.
You said, like, he's reading the script? No.
He is reading the script.
He is reading the script, because every time he's monologuing, he will look down, then say a sentence, look down, say a sentence... Rinse, repeat.
Sometimes mid-sentence he'll look down to say something else.
Yes.
And he tries to play it off like it's like him like, you know, contemplating thoughts and stuff like that.
He's reading
the script, goddamn script
that he fucking wrote himself.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
So then after his fucking spiel, we get
a riveting opening scene.
Yep.
With some of the shakiest camera I've ever fucking seen.
So the guy motorcycling on the freeway. in who knows where. I don't even... It never says where they are.
No. Or where he's going.
And he drives past a woman in a car.
Yeah.
And she's driving, and she looks over, and then for some reason she pulls off the side of the road.
She breaks down, apparently, because he checks the engine.
Barely.
Yeah. Well, he looks at it, and him looking at it is enough to fix it.
Yeah, because she closes the trunk, and they're good to go.
Yeah.
He literally didn't even put his hands on the engine.
No, he doesn't have to, Will.
He just looks at it.
At it. And then he follows her to whatever the fuck this is.
Her house? What?
Her house that has like 50 old people.
They're all doing drugs and stuff, and she comes in. Okay,
yeah, it's like one of those like...
Like a commune? I don't know.
It's a party house, essentially.
Yeah.
But for some reason, half of them are like old people. I commented that like it looks like someone's fucking bridge club. But it's supposed to be like this hip house, right?
Yeah.
And they're all...
They're all doing dope and, like, smoking crack.
Yeah,
and
like, he walks in and immediately someone, like, propositions him to, like, do drugs. And it's... The dialogue is special.
Riveting, I think is the right word I would use.
Yeah.
Just the best dialogue I've ever seen in any movie.
It's 100% realistic.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, bullshit made up at all.
No.
Not one bit. And
then apparently the girl he like followed is like a kind of like a she's very, very very religious.
Yeah, very religious, because one of the first things she drops on him is like, you know, needing to believe in God and stuff. But then you meet her sister,
who tries to get him to smoke
because she wants to fuck him.
Yeah, she wants that Director D.
Yes, and she's like desperately trying to have sex with him. And, you know, trying to get him to do drugs, because if you get him to do drugs, it'll be easy to fuck him.
Yep. She's, like, instantly attracted to him.
Instantly.
Instantly has, like, a huge crush on him. And for no reason. Like,
and he's, like, you're so big and strong.
He's such a fucking lame wad. He just, like, sits there.
No, he just sits there, like,
and doesn't even, like, mumbling. Really talk.
Well, no, he talks. It's just... The audio in this movie is so great that I can barely understand what the fuck he's saying.
You could barely understand what anyone was saying in this movie.
Oh, yeah. Anybody, and it's inconsistent, because one person is, like, super fucking loud, and then the next person is just whisper mode.
And you mentioned they would, like, cut it, like, right there. They didn't, like, record
all the... No, it's like, every time they switch angles in one conversation, there's, like, a second of silence between each cut.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next audio track starts. And it's always, like, the sound is not in sync at all. So it's like, they didn't record it all in one go.
It's, like, really it's, like, it's incoherent.
Yes.
It's like...
And also, people will flub their lines.
Yeah.
Mid-sentence.
And they'll just keep on going.
And they'll keep on going. There's one where, I don't remember what, it was the woman playing the sister. She says something and, like, kind of, like, meh, like, loses her words, like, mid-sentence, and then continues on. And it's, like, they didn't bother
redoing it. Nope. Yeah.
It's all in there.
So they keep trying to get him to do stuff. Like the one woman, the sister, keeps saying like the body is a temple and we shouldn't fill it with chemicals and drugs and all this.
And then the sister says like, "Well, if my body is a temple, I'll put whatever I want in it," something like that.
And she's like crawling all over,
yeah,
the guy, and like trying to. Again, to smoke dope.
And she's like, "You're so lame," like, you know.
So the sister gets up to go away, and she's, I guess she wants to go talk to the guy.
The drug dealer.
Alone.
Well.
No, she wants to go talk to the biker alone.
The religious one?
Yeah, religious one wants to talk to the biker alone, I guess to convert him. Or something, I don't know.
I don't know.
But, like, the other sister is like, "Are you coming along?" And, like, you know, "You're going to come too," and, like, all this stuff. And he's so, like, he goes off to talk to the religious lady. Because, and she's like, that's when she's like, "You're so lame." Like, blah, blah, blah.
Then she goes, talks to
the
community drug dealer, because apparently everyone knows this fuckface.
We even got a little scene of, like, a girl trying to hit on the biker guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, "You're in a relationship. I don't. I don't want to, like...
I don't go with girls like that.
You're, like, a tramp or something. He calls her, like, a tramp after, or something.
Because she's like, well, my boyfriend don't mind. Yeah. Why do you? Well, I just... Because you're a tramp.
Yeah.
And it's...
Just outright calls her a tramp.
It's like... The dialogue is like someone's grandpa, which you see the guy in the movie, so obviously he is someone's grandpa, trying to write, like, hip, you know, edgy, fucking 20-something-year-old dialogue.
So the girl goes, complains to the drug dealer.
He tells her that he can give her the stuff.
Like, what, 7 puffs and he's addicted?
6 puffs and he's addicted. And
it's dope laced with something else. It never explains what.
I don't know, Will. But are you implying that the guy who made this might not...
Sorry, I'm a little sick.
Yeah, I would be too after this.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the guy who made this might not have the best knowledge of drugs?
I would guarantee he probably doesn't have any knowledge of drugs, considering the last, like, couple lines he gives.
Yes, but it's funny, at the same time, this resembles something that you would make... under some heavy fucking influence.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
So, I don't know if he's on drugs or not. It's a message. I have no idea.
It's a cry for help.
That's what I really would call it.
Yeah.
A cry for help.
It's coded in the movie.
So, it's not the old guy's cry for help. It's the other director's, the guy that's playing the bikers. He's trying to get out of the movie the entire time. Leave. He's like... It's a cry for help from him. Yeah, so...
He gives her... He hands her a joint.
Yeah. So the girl, the religious lady, brings her to her grandpa. Right?
Some old dude. Does it ever explain? No.
Another old dude. And he's just like, yeah, well, the guy's like, I don't suppose you have a job for me or anything. Because, like, you know, she's like, Jesus answers. And, like, he's like, yeah, well, he won't give me a job. And the guy's like, well, actually, I need help on my turkey ranch.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Message.
Just right there. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus provides.
Yeah, the whole conversation is just like, yeah, Jesus this, Jesus that. Oh, I got a job on a turkey farm, blah, blah, blah.
Ugh. So, he accepts the job on the turkey farm, and they say, like, well, we're going to meet up, meet me up tomorrow, and I'll show you, like, you're going to just do odd jobs around the farm.
So, the next scene is, he's at a pool for some reason. Cleaning the pool?
Yeah, he's like cleaning the pool for, I don't know, like no one asked him to do that. But
it's the smallest pool on the planet.
He's either cleaning it or he's fixing something. I don't really know. It's
they needed him to do something, occupy himself while the sister tries to seduce him.
So she lays down like this mat over like, you know where you get up out of a pool, like the ladder to get out of the pool?
That's where she decides to lounge.
She lays it down and then like, lays a towel down and then sits between the two bars that you use to lift yourself up.
And again, starts trying to seduce him. And she says something like, how can such a big hunk of man be such a coward or something?
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, you won't smoke dope? And she
first he turns her down and then...
Then she finally gets him to do it. And she has him take 6 puffs.
Yes. And the facial expressions during the scene are just wonderful. Yeah,
he's just, like, kind of freaking out. Or, like, when he's, like, taking puffs and holding it in, she's writhing with, like, anticipation. She is, like... Well, like, fake anticipation. Yes.
And then when he releases, she, like, cracks up laughing.
She's making, like, the stupidest faces. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know you can't see this, but, like, she's, like puckering her lips and, like, curling them back. And
like a kid on Christmas.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like a kid on Christmas morning, that's what she looks like.
She busts up laughing, he busts up laughing, and then they both laugh, and then the scene ends.
And then they're in the bedroom.
Yes.
And she's like, he keeps asking her, why aren't you more like your sister? She's like, honey, I'm gonna be so good to you, you'll never wish I was like my sister.
You need someone to take care of you.
Yeah, and they get it on, and it's fucking awkward.
Yeah, because they just keep like awkwardly, like, holding each other.
Well, no, first of all, whenever it shows her face, I don't know why, it's filmed like a fucking snuff film.
It's this weird angle. It's not a very flattering angle either.
No, and it's like, weird, it's shaky, tone. And it's, like, grainy. It's fucking weird. And then she, like, just... She just plants herself on top of him, and he just kind of fidgets around with her bra and eventually takes it off.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, whatever. They talk to each other while music plays over it. They do that stupid shit. And that's done.
So, then he wakes up, and it's, like, late.
Yes.
Early. I don't know. But well, he because he kind of yells at her.
Pitch black.
Yeah.
So.
But he, like, he goes into the bathroom, and he's like, why didn't you set an alarm? I'm supposed to be, you knew I was supposed to be at the farm today.
Yeah.
And so he gets up and drives away.
And it's just daytime. And he gets there, and it's fine.
They're totally cool with it.
He talks to the turkeys.
Yeah, because he just, you know, pets their little head. Yeah. And it's a like a 1 minute scene where he's just, and they're like, oh.
Yeah. They had to pet it out. Well,
apparently he just, yeah, because he just talks to turkeys for like a minute.
Yeah. Then they take him to
the lab.
The lab.
There's a lab on a turkey farm.
Where they do experiments. And there's these two fucking dopes. One of whom cannot stop smiling. The whole movie, he has the same stupid smile on his face. Regardless of how serious the line is, he can't stop smiling.
Yeah,
It's like deep down he knows that the movie's shit, and he can't contain himself.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to either.
Yeah, and obviously they didn't care enough to stop him, so whatever. But they're doing tests to, like...
So they just spout some science-y bullshit about, like, trying to... I don't know. They just use big scientific words.
Well, they make up a word, remember?
Yeah, I can't remember what the word was, though.
Con something?
Con...
We're gonna conflagrate the meat.
And yeah.
You were just like, what?
I'm like, that's not a scientific word.
Yeah. And, like, this, again, they start flubbing their words halfway through the sentence because they're like, yeah, and then we're gonna, experiment on the meat. Oh, okay.
And they're like, but we have no human trials, so would you mind someone helping has to us with eat. That? And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
And they're like, if you do it, there'll be more in it for you. And they're like, do you do drugs? And he's like, yeah. There'll be more dope for you if you do this.
Like, oh.
Just
yeah.
Right out.
Yeah. He starts, like, doing work on the farm. And then he's back at the house, the drug house. And he's, like, just freaking out.
Yeah, he gets home and just fucking, like, loses it.
Like, just, like, holds on to, like, the arms of chairs and then, like, just grabs, like, a, like the edge of a, like, sofa.
Just, like, grabs his face.
And curls up on a couch and he's like, I need my fix. What'd you do to me?
She comes in and, like, calls the drug dealer to get another fix.
She's like, you need to get down here now. And, like...
But she's acting, like, horrified, as if, like, you didn't know this was your idea. But I guess, in the end, none of this matters.
Shut up.
No.
Fine.
It happens, well. So he gets his fix, and he fucking calms the fuck down.
So then, it's the next day at the farm. Does anything happen between this, or does he just go back to the farm?
He goes back to the farm and then collapses.
Well, he goes back to the farm and eats... They bring him the entire turkey.
They just bring him an entire turkey and he eats the whole thing. He just starts
eating the entire thing.
He eats the whole thing.
They take it away, he collapses and just starts convulsing.
And then the one of the scientists comes out with a folder with blank pieces of paper on it.
Yeah, and they just write... Like, he probably just scribbled.
He keeps looking at him and, like, pretending that he's, like, looking at science shit and then, like, scribbles, but all the papers are blank and you see them.
And then he, like, so the guy stops convulsing and he checks his pulse and then, like, checks his heartbeat, but the guy is clearly still breathing.
Not only that, he checked his pulse, like, maybe a millisecond after he stopped convulsing.
Yeah.
And apparently he dead.
Yeah, apparently he died.
And apparently they threw the body away.
Because that's what they explain in the next scene.
Yeah, they're like, well, we don't want the Bureau of Missing Persons to come looking for us. Bureau of Missing Persons, yeah. and the main guy, like, tells them some shit, like, and they're always like, well, we should leave because we'll be in trouble, blah, blah, blah. And then... then I killed myself.
And then the... I mean, the movie was already shit, but it took a bigger shit.
So, he gets up, right?
Well, it kind of shows, like, snippets of his, like, legs and stuff.
Well, yeah, he, like, it's, like, nighttime now, and he wakes up, and it looks like it's, like, the same fucking patch of grass.
But it doesn't show his, like, it doesn't show his face.
Yeah.
He gets up, and he walks... He just shows him walking.
Yeah.
This isn't where he kills the lady, is it?
No, it's after. Oh, that's right. He doesn't start killing until, like...
Oh, like, you know, 20 minutes?
Because...
Until the film's over?
Until he figures out how to get what he needs.
So he goes back to his girlfriend. I guess she's now his girlfriend.
She's... Yeah.
Because they, like, love each other now.
Oh, yeah, I remember. And before this, like, she was, like, calling around and, like, because she couldn't find him.
She was, like, super concerned about it. She had a one-night stand with this guy.
That D was so good.
They in love now.
She's so in love that she had to basically date rape him into it. Get him hooked on...
That's how...
On that dank.
Dude, that's real love, okay? It is. Getting someone, you know, addicted to drugs, mm-hmm. It's real love.
That's how this movie's version of young people's fall in love, Will.
Well, I mean, this director is a complete hack, so of course, this is his version of two young young people falling in love.
Mm-hmm. Message.
So, he goes back to the place.
She's sleeping.
And she wakes him up. He wakes her up.
She sees his face.
It, like, cuts to, like, this fucked up turkey face.
Yes. And then she screams and he... hands her a piece of paper.
He writes on a piece of paper that it's him, you know.
And then he writes some more. She has a little existential crisis.
She's like, well, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to, like, how is everyone going to accept us as a couple? What will our children look like?
How will we ever get married? What will our children look like?
They've known each other for one fucking day.
Yeah. They've maybe spent, like, 4 hours together.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, not even a whole day. Just one, like, four-hour period.
The D was so good.
And she wants to marry him.
Yeah.
She's willing to have little turkey babies with him.
I wish we got that scene. But alas.
I wanted it.
We did not.
We did not get turkey babies.
But we did get this nonsense of her sitting there freaking out about, like, the possibility of them being together. As he's a fucking turkey. And at this point... Me and you were just like, this is beyond redeeming.
Yeah.
This is unredeemable.
There's no saving this movie. And it gets worse.
Oh, it gets worse, yes.
It gets way worse.
I think in between all this nonsense, there was another scene of the director's riveting commentary.
Yeah, he says something, some more existential bullshit about how, you know, you shouldn't be careful what you pray for. Yeah. And like
when people are in trouble, we turn to salvation.
Yeah.
All this bullshit.
And he's talking about, like, Jesus and shit. I'm just like, oh my god. And it sounds like he has no idea what he's talking about because he keeps looking down at the script.
Yes. So think about this. He actually wrote this shit out ahead of time. This is great.
Yeah.
This is good shit. So he wrote this. It's not just him making it up.
Yeah.
Which would make more sense, but no.
So she goes and gets her sister because they're trying to figure out how to get him back.
Yeah.
To his normal self.
Apparently.
And then it turns into trying to get his fix, because he's dope addicted still.
Yes. And I guess they just need to give him a shitload of drugs.
Yeah, because they keep showing, like, all their dope friends and, like, saying, like, how they need to help him.
Yes.
And this is where shit hits the fan.
At some point, well, I also know at some point during this nonsense, you were just telling me, like, this movie's called Blood Freak. And yet, there is no fucking blood. Well...
We got
here comes the blood, because there's some woman.
So he goes to the drug dealer. So they can't find the drug dealer, but for some reason the turkey guy knows where he is.
Yeah.
And he spies on him, like, giving this girl some
heroin or something.
And then She walks out of the house, and he just picks her up.
And carries her away.
And she starts flailing her legs. She
doesn't scream.
She doesn't scream at all.
But he kills her.
And then it cuts away. We don't know. We assume that she's dead. Because
then there's a woman getting out of a car? Middle of the night?
No. Remember, it was one of the... she got out of the passenger side of the car.
Yeah.
And was all shaking, like she had just gotten her fix.
And then she's like, leans up against a tree and has this look on her face of like she's having a fucking orgasm.
Like sheer pleasure. It's weird.
And then he grabs her and, oh my god, he hangs her
upside
down. Then another woman shows up.
And he like, then the woman starts walking towards the camera. And he, like, it shows the next scene, and he's cutting the woman that's hanging upside down's throat.
Yes, and there's all this blood leaking out.
And starts, like, catching it in his hand.
He starts cupping the blood.
And drinking, but it doesn't show him drinking
it. No, but you get what's happening.
Yeah, because he just keeps, it's like his hands on the screen, and it just keeps, like, the hands keep going off screen after filling up with blood. So she screams for, like, 5 minutes. I over-exaggerate, but it felt like 5 minutes.
It felt like 5 minutes, and also it felt like 5 minutes, because...
It's the exact same scream every single time she screams.
They
recorded
one scream, and they just loop it.
Yep.
And she just, for the whole scene, her hand is over her mouth, so you don't actually see her mouth.
She's like, oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, it's so annoying.
That's how they hide it.
Oh, I hate it. It's so,
Yeah. And then it's the next day, I think.
I think I'm, like, losing...
At this point, I kind of stopped giving a shit.
I'm, like, losing my memory of this film. I'm like, repressing it already.
We just fucking finished. Oh, no, after this is when he kills the guy by grabbing him by his fucking chin.
Yeah, so he kills the other girl off camera that walked up on him. I guess we assume that he drank her blood, too.
Oh, my God.
Even though she wasn't addicted. So he's walking, and another guy sees him.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, walks up to him and, like, grabs his chin.
And he starts making choking sounds.
And then, like, you know, dies. 2 seconds later, he's dead.
And then some other guy runs out of the same house and then is pissed off. Then he chases down the turkey man and stabs him in the eye with something.
I think it's a screwdriver.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
And
then again with the repeating screams.
But it's a different scream. And in this scene, I'm not sure who the fuck is screaming. If it's supposed
it's
to be...
the turkey.
Okay,
the turkey man, yeah.
Okay, because in other scenes, he just gobbles.
Yeah, but this is the turkey man, because he's screaming in agony when the guy stabbed
him
in the
eye. And again, same scream, just looped.
Yep.
And then he kills that dude, but like the whole logic is that he kills drug addicts and drinks their blood because he needs his fix.
So then the next...
But it begs a question. He's a fucking... Excuse me. A dope... fiend, but all the women he's killing are like heroin addicts.
He's a turkey dope monster.
Yeah, but all the women he's killing are like heroin addicts, so I guess
they keep
like...
using needles, so I guess he's addicted to heroin now.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it was laced with.
Oh, maybe.
Like, heroin... that's the only thing that makes sense, because they're like doing, I don't know.
Then there's another
shows
scene
the
where
drug dealer
there's not whatever there's another scene where I forgot this fucking death. These people are in a car. And they are, it's this guy and this woman, and he's, like, you know, getting her arm
No, that's
ready.
The drug dealer.
No, it's a different person.
No, that's the drug dealer that's, wrapping her arm in the elastic,
it?
Yeah.
It looks like a completely different guy.
Yeah, that's why he, like, snakes out of the car when he sees the turkey guy. That's the guy that gave her the dope laced with whatever it was.
Jesus Christ.
So... he's like injecting her with heroin, and then he sees the turkey man and is like, he just nopes the fuck out.
Yeah, and then he grabs her and does the same fucking thing.
Hangs her upside down, stabs her in the throat.
You hear, bah! And then, he drinks the blood, except this time he like smears it on his fucking face. Like, he doesn't even cup it anymore.
Like, what am I doing? Like, you know. And then... He go like so. They're trying to find, because I guess they're trying to find at the house now. They're trying to find the drug dealer and him.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes back to the house, But he starts walking back to the house. Then the drug dealer is now dealing with his like, higher-up drug dealer, I guess.
His supplier,
yeah.
Or something.
And the guy's like, yeah, you owe me. He's like, I got the bread, man.
I got the dough. You got my dough? Yeah, man, I got your dough.
I got 100.
Okay, I want my dough.
So the supplier goes to the drug dealer's house.
And the woman is sleeping.
Yeah.
In, like, a really skimpy outfit, and immediately you're like, okay, fuck's sake.
And I was like, of course you can see her ass.
Yeah, they strategically position it.
Yeah.
It's a classy production, Will.
Exactly.
And first of all, he gets there in, like, 2 seconds. He talks on the phone.
The supplier, yeah.
He's there in, like, 2 seconds. It's like, they might as well be fucking neighbors.
And the supplier's like, well, you owe me, like, he's like, I got a, like, the drug dealer's like, I got 100 for you, man.
You owe me 80 more from last year.
You owe me 180. Like, you owe me, man.
And he's like, well, I got this sick broad in the other room, and you can have her.
So the supplier gives him the supply.
Yeah, and he's like, I want to see her. And he looks at her in bed, and he's just like, oh.
You know what I just remembered? The drug dealer never dies. He just disappears after this scene. No. You never see him ever again.
No.
And he's the fucker that got him addicted.
Yep.
You never see him again. They just forget about him.
Yeah. He's also shirtless during all these scenes for some fucking reason.
Yeah, well, it's...
I don't know. And...
It's the 70s. Like, you just see everyone shirtless. All the men shirtless in these movies. Yeah,
it's equality.
So the supplier goes into the room and, like, starts, like, kissing on the girl. And
trying to rape her.
She wakes up and he chokes her while the turkey man watches. You know.
So he kills her.
Yeah, and the turkey man just lets it all happen.
And then he goes outside and, like, wanders into, like, some abandoned warehouse. Instead of running away... Walks into a warehouse.
Yeah, and the turkey guy follows.
Yeah.
And puts him on a table saw.
Yes.
And table saws his leg off.
Yes, and this scene is extremely long and extremely awkward.
Because he follows him into the warehouse, and the guy's, like, looking around, and he hears all these gobble noises. Yeah.
And we're just like, oh man, that's so terrifying.
Oh yeah.
Terrifying. Yeah, he saws his leg off and like...
Puts him on the table saw, saws his leg off, and the guy just screams to death.
There's blood everywhere, and the turkey monster is kind of like, just kind of lays down and then walks away. The guy dies from bleeding the fuck out, I don't know. And then he's walking through a field of grass. These two guys from earlier... are following him. He lays down. One of them has like a...
Remember, the turkey man starts praying.
Oh, yeah.
This is when the director comes on again and like talks all this existential, like how praying...
Yeah, the director comes on the screen and jerks himself off.
Yep. Again, while looking at the script.
While we stare at his eyes.
Yep.
He jerks himself off while staring us in the face.
He doesn't stare us in the face, though, because he keeps looking down to read that fucking script.
He keeps looking down to remember that he has to keep jerking off.
Yep, that's what he's really looking at, his dick. Yes!
His dick.
Which is he calls the script his dick. He calls his dick the script.
His dick gives
him... He's looking at the script.
His dick wrote the script. That's why it's so smart.
Yeah. So, the turkey man's praying, and these two guys come up with a machete... And the guy just swings, and then you just see a turkey, like a turkey.
A real turkey.
They actually cut off a real turkey's head. And it starts flailing around and running around. And it just shows the turkey's head. And then
all I can say is, what a waste of a fine turkey.
Yeah. Like, was there really a need to kill the turkey on screen? No, there wasn't.
Other than to, I don't know... be, like, more sleazy?
It's way sleazy. Like, killing a live animal on screen, that's really sleazy.
Yeah, and it's like... I mean, at first I was just confused.
I mean, we've watched really sleazy films on this podcast, but, like, this... I don't even know.
We haven't seen any that killed an animal on screen. But it's just, like, why is that in there other than, like, to fucking, like, what? Rub it into your face?
I bet the director thought it was a great shot.
Oh, I know he did. Because right when it's supposed to hit the turkey, man. It cuts to it hitting the actual turkey. I bet you he thought that shit was fucking brilliant.
I bet the fucker did it himself.
He's like, oh man, that edit is so good. But no, it wasn't good because we just sat there staring at the screen being like, what?
Why?
Why? And then...
So it shows the turkey's head and the guy is on the grass again.
No.
Oh no.
No, no, no. Remember? It shows a platter on a table.
Oh yeah, and they're
one of them is a cooked turkey, and the other one is the guy's head, the turkey head.
The turkey head, yeah, the turkey demonic mask. Turkey mask.
Yes, and these people are like grabbing and they're the just turkey, like
tearing this turkey apart,
like and just ripping we're just it. Like, what?
I thought it was the ending.
I thought it was too, and I was just like,
really? Is that how it ends? They eat the fucking turkey they guy?
Eat him?
Somehow? Why would he have a small turkey body? Like, that's what I was wondering. I was like, why would he have a small-ass turkey body?
And they're all, like, laughing.
He had the body of a man. Ugh. The only thing that was a turkey was his head. Mm-hmm. Everything else was man.
Well, don't worry. Well, we got our explanation.
I wish.
Because then he wakes up.
Here's my thing. I wish it would have ended there. That would have saved me from the grief of, like, watching the last 10 minutes of this film.
I wish it would have ended anywhere else. If the movie ended with them having a fucking turkey family...
That'd be fine.
That'd be fine. I'd be like, okay,
good. That'd be hilarious, actually. But
no.
It had to end with the last 10 minutes, which we'll get into right now.
He wakes up. He's in the grass, and he wakes up, and we are immediately like, what the fuck?
Like, seriously?
And then the scientist from earlier...
comes over.
And he's like, are you okay?
It was the farmer, like, the actual farmer.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, man, I just... like, I think I hallucinated, and we're just like...
I was like,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
No.
No fucking way.
I was like, it is not just a dope dream.
Well, Will, it was.
Yep, that's all it was.
A dope dream.
So, literally, we watched an hour of that film for fucking nothing.
The Holy Sister picks him up, and they are in the car, and
he... well, remember, there was that scene where they're talking about how they're going to get bonuses and...
yeah, for some
like,
reason.
To keep it under wraps, and then the two scientists are like, we're going to get bonuses. He said to, like, not talk about it. He didn't ever say we couldn't leave. And then so they leave, and then it
that's shows... not how bonuses work.
Then it shows this the religious sister calling the non-religious sister. She says that she feels guilty for getting him hooked on dope.
Getting hooked on dope, like, a day earlier, and she loves him.
And then we figure out that the guy was already hooked on pills.
Yeah, because this is a very intelligent, thoughtful movie.
So the guy was in Vietnam.
He got hooked on pain pills?
Something like that. I think it was opioids, if I could say that right.
He didn't tell them, so when they gave him the dope,
yeah,
it only like fucked him up more because he was already on a...
on, like, the opioids. I think it was opioids.
Yeah.
God, I can't say that right.
Opioids.
Yeah.
Pain pills.
So, he gets picked up by the religious sister.
And, they have another religious talk, and then he starts praying.
Yep.
And then...
Doesn't he get mad at the other sister or something? I can't remember.
Not really. Not particularly. He just prays and, you know, says, like, I need you to save me, God. Like, show me the path and...
But I thought he went over there and, like, they got into a fight. I can't... like, am I remembering that wrong?
No. No, Will. That would be something, but no. Then the director comes on screen again to tell us...
oh, this is such bullshit.
About the message of the movie...
so the entire message of the movie, the entire reason this movie exists...
please, Will, tell us.
You want me to enlighten you?
Please enlighten me. I missed it, Will. I don't know. It's too deep for me.
So this guy was like... basically, if you put a bunch of chemicals and drugs into your body, that bad things will happen, and that your body... basically, that your body is a temple... and be careful what you put into it, and don't put, like, a bunch of drugs and chemicals into it, or else bad shit will happen. Like, this is a cautionary tale of drugs and chemicals in your body. All the time while he's smoking a cigarette.
Well, don't forget, he has a fucking coughing fit. And they kept it in there. he's like, and the chemicals you put in your...
Like, I'm sorry, you can't talk about the chemicals you put in your body if you're smoking a cigarette.
He smokes a cigarette in all those scenes.
Yeah.
But I guess he doesn't... I don't know.
I wonder if, like, it was supposed to be like a joke. A joke or something. I don't know.
The whole movie's a joke. And then he's like, well, let's give our protagonist a happy ending. And they're on a fucking, like, pier on a beach.
And he just walks up and she, like, she's non-religious sister.
She's in a bikini and she, like, smiles at him. And then they embrace and they make out.
And then they walk down the boardwalk and over.
The end.
The end. That's Blood Freak. A cautionary tale about drugs and chemicals. Because if you take lots of drugs and eat a bunch of chemicals, then you're going to have a dope dream where you turn into a drug addicted blood sucking turkey
who has to kill other drug addicts.
Yeah, clearly if you've smoked dope and have had chemicals, you're going to have this dope dream.
Yes, clearly.
The fact that the fucking director says this is part of it's true, part of it's...
Yeah, he says, like part fictional. Of it is, like, fact-based, and I'm like, which fucking part is fact-based?
Like...
The turkey part?
I'm sure he's trying to get at, like, you know, drug and chemical addiction that is a real thing.
I know. But my God.
It's bad, but this is the wrong way to do it.
Nothing about this is the right way to do anything. What are your thoughts?
This movie is...
Give me your worst.
This is absolute fucking trash. Like, I thought The Body Shop was bad. Again, nothing on this. This is bad. Like, okay, fine, do a cautionary tale. But don't do this. Like, this is the wrong... It's just the wrong fucking way to do anything. It plays out... I think you had mentioned, and I agree with it. It kind of plays out like an after-school special. Like, you know, like a
DARE video.
Like a DARE video where they're, like, you know, trying to teach kids that, you know, drugs and chemicals are bad.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like a PSA and a horror movie that has a lot of blood.
Don't forget that.
Combined together.
That and the religious stuff. That's just in there for no fucking reason.
I'm surprised at the end of it just didn't say, like, the more you know as, like, a star flew across the screen. You know, like...
That's the whole movie. The more you know.
The more you know. Don't do drugs and don't eat chemicals, kids. Don't fill your bodies with chemicals.
Turn to Jesus and you won't turn into a turkey monster.
It's garbage. It's schlock. Like, it's the wrong way to send the message they're going for.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What are your thoughts on this movie?
Oh, man. I have so many things I can say about this piece of crap. Like you said, it's, first of all, this isn't a cautionary tale or a message movie. This is some bullshit movie that some fuckface in Florida made for like $5 with cheap ass blood effects and like just dumb dialogue and like half-assed like titillating moments.
Like the costume, like the turkey head doesn't even look that good. It looks like it was just a mask. It was just pieced together real quick.
It's like a Halloween mask.
I read a little bit about it, and apparently they made it out of paper mache.
Yeah.
But they didn't even, like, stick feathers to the top of it or anything. It just looked stupid.
Yeah.
It looked like it kind of something that would come out of, like, a trauma film.
Oh, yeah. But it's, like, it's not a trauma film.
No, this is an actual movie.
He tries making a fucking...
Trauma knows it's ridiculous, and then it keeps going with it. Like, this, they were trying to be serious. That's the problem.
He really thought he was making a serious message movie. Like, a serious message movie with all those scenes of him talking about our destinies and the choices we make and how we need to go to salvation when we are suffering. Like, all this nonsense.
I feel really bad for the other director. Like, the guy that had to play the turkey man.
Ugh.
Like...
Imagine that.
Like, you could clearly tell that he was the secondary director. Like, he had pretty much no sway in the film.
Yeah.
He maybe just shot a couple of the scenes. Yeah. And so...
Well, also, I know that the guy who talks is the one who wrote the thing, too.
Well, I think they both wrote it, didn't they? I don't know. It's probably just him. But anyway, you could tell that the guy on screen, like, talking to the audience while smoking, was the visionary for this film.
The visionary Brad Ginter.
I just feel bad for the other guy. Like, I really do.
I feel bad
for... I would regret this movie. If I was in this movie, I'd regret it for the rest of my life.
I feel bad for everyone in this.
It's horrible.
Like...
It is just abysmal.
Can you imagine having to read those lines?
Well, they barely did, so...
Well, yeah, you can barely hear the fucking thing. The whole movie has, like, this constant just...
I think it's even more insulting that you have to read the lines, but no one really hears them. Like, that's even more insulting to me than actually, like, having to read the lines.
Yeah, the audio in this is special.
Yeah, it's really bad. And it wasn't the YouTube.
No, the whole thing is just, like... Like, there's just this endless, like, humming. And then... Some people you hear, others you have no fucking clue, but none of it matters because the plot's nonsense.
Like, I don't understand this movie. I don't really get how it exists.
I don't get why it exists.
I don't either.
I don't.
It's absolute bullshit. Like, I hear it has kind of a cult following, and even that I don't get. Like, there's no redeeming qualities of this film. It's not even so bad it's good. It's just bad.
The only redeeming quality I can see for people is that it's such an oddity that it even exists, that might be the appeal.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just fucking boring.
It's the worst, like, drug...
Yeah.
I'd rather watch the D.A.R.E. PSAs.
Yes. Well, at least they wouldn't be an hour and 20 minutes long.
Yeah. At least they're kind of educational. Well, this was like, just like...
No one turns into a fucking turkey in those things.
Right.
Like, okay, make a movie about a guy who turns into a turkey. Because he eats mutated turkey meat or something. Fine, do that.
But don't make it a fucking drug and chemical, like, awareness. Yeah,
but don't shove in your stupid, like... Don't put drugs in your body and make sure you pray to Jesus. Like, just, don't do that.
It kind of makes it oddly political. And like for no reason.
This is the same movie where they chop a turkey's head off on camera. And, like, you want to tell me that this is, like, some message movie?
Like, he's... No. Like, the turkey guy saws off a guy's leg for no reason other than killing his girlfriend.
I know why he sawed off the leg. It was for my entertainment. Because up till that point, I was fucking bored out of my mind. And that is the most blood you get with this nonsense.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, at some point, we were like, okay, there's going to be no blood in this thing, is there? It's called Blood Freak, but, you know.
I don't know.
Hell, I was almost like, the first, like, 20 minutes that he's a turkey, he's so, like, chill that I was like, is he even going to, like, kill anybody?
Right.
He just kind of hangs out at the house.
Yeah, and they're all, like, kind of cool with it. Yeah. Like he's, like, this... disfigured, horrible turkey monster, and they're fine.
He needs to get his fix.
But then he's not even really a turkey monster. He has the same body. He has hands. Mm-hmm. All that's different is his head.
They should have given him, like, wings. Turkey wings. He could have smacked them to death with turkey wings.
Like, seriously, like, I remember when I was in high school, we watched this, this PSA on, like, on, like, STDs and, like, AIDS. Yeah. It was a PSA on AIDS, mm-hmm. right? And it was, like, a household, and, like, you were letting in all these foreign bodies and, like, all this stuff. And I remember that scared the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Now, if it was, like, I'd rather go watch that because it was actually better and scarier and more educational than this piece of shit.
That's the one thing missing from this. It's STDs. They have that. They'd have the fucking... Everything. All the cautionary tales.
Yeah. They should have done it. Like, sex. Like, unprotected
you
sex.
You might as well.
Yeah, they just throw in everything.
He's there for, like, 2 hours.
Make it as political as humanly possible.
Yeah. About, you know, sex, drugs, and the evils of rock and roll, or whatever you want to do.
There's some part where, like, right after they kill the fucking turkey. Like, almost immediately after, that's when he does his little, like, spiel about chemicals. Yeah.
I'm like, really? Really? First of all, well, there's the thing. I think that one of the only ways this thing would be fucking tolerable is if you're if you have some sort of chemical in you,
mm-hmm.
such as this thing,
the chemical that we're taking in right now,
some lager.
Yes, this has been. I've already had. I'm. This is my third one.
Yeah,
I needed a lot more.
You've had a lot of chemicals there, Will. You be careful.
Oh no!
Might turn into a turkey.
Not just chemicals though. Chemicals and drugs, because this is a drug. Alcohol.
Well, he didn't mention alcohol chemicals is a drug. In your food and in your drink and drugs. Mm.
You know what? I had dinner earlier this evening.
Chemicals.
That probably had chemicals.
I did.
Chemicals, yeah.
I definitely. Put MSG in my shit. I got chemicals, all the chemicals,
man.
Baby.
Chemicals, man. You gotta be. If you go home tonight and hallucinate that you're a turkey monster that drinks dope infused blood.
Dope.
Don't come crawling to me, man. This movie warned you, okay?
Yeah.
This movie warned you against that stuff.
It did.
Don't take in chemicals and don't do drugs, man. That's all you gotta know. Or else you're gonna apparently dream horrific dreams, even though this wasn't that horrific.
No, Will, I think I'm gonna do the opposite. I'm gonna go do every drug. All of them.
After this film, yeah.
After this, because this movie just, it's like when you tell like a teenager, like, don't do this thing. And then they're like,
they just want to do it more.
Fuck you, you square. I'm going to do it. That's this movie.
It's like Fear Tactics don't work, but, you know, so.
Fear Tactics. This is so much scarier than Requiem for a Dream.
Oh. Requiem for a Dream ain't got nothing on
nothing.
This. Other than the fact that it's a way better cautionary tale.
That's a very hot, spicy take there, Will.
Is it? Because I don't think anyone would disagree with me.
A very edgy opinion, sir.
Oh, yes. You know what?
Darren Aronofsky ripped off Blood Freak.
That was his main inspiration for Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
The original title was Blood Freak 2.
Yes. Blood Freak 2, Blood Harder.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck this movie.
Fuck this movie. It's so stupid. So dumb. But if you want to watch it for yourself, it is on YouTube.
Mm.
I'll put a link in the description.
Please do.
And, watch it. See what you think.
Please. Please watch it.
I almost guarantee you'll hate it as much as we did. Maybe even more.
Because I've tried watching this before. By myself. A long time ago.
You might turn it off after the first 15 minutes.
I turned it off in 15 minutes.
I mean, you probably should to save your brain.
Yes.
Your brain energy.
Turn it off the second someone opens their mouth. Yeah. You'll understand.
But yeah, so that was Blood Freak. You know, dope addicted turkey monster that drinks blood.
Two more movies.
Two more movies in 1972.
Yep.
Yeah, again, I guess I'll just plug this again. We do have a Facebook page now. It's facebook.com/TMCOAN. All in caps.
Just search They Mostly Come Out at Night on Facebook. You'll find us.
You can also find us on Twitter. We're on Tumblr. And we are on Instagram now.
YouTube.
And
we're on every podcast platform.
Yep. Our RSS feed is everywhere. Yeah. So
I made sure to whore us out as much as possible.
We are getting whored out.
We get around.
Yeah.
Gotta get around.
But anyway, thank you so much for listening. And this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you guys later.
Gobble, gobble.